From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Randy, welcome back. How have you been?
I have been great. It's so great to be back with you, George. So much great feedback from when I was on with you 6 weeks ago.
We had great response, so welcome back.
I love it. I'm, honored to be here. I blasted it out on social media so that people that follow me are out here and listening, and we're increasing your audience, and it's just so great to be here. I love our topics, love where we go with it.
We'll take some time tonight to talk about tongue tails as well. That's an incredible story about animals that you put together.
I definitely will. I will. It's such a great book. It was a bestseller within, 30, 60 days of being on the market. So I was pretty proud of that.
We had a story right before you came on that young women, young kids, young girls who get smartphones at an early age are more apt to commit suicide later in life. That's a horrible story.
That is terrible.
Why do you think that is?
Well, definitely there is what we would call dirty energy that comes off of these. That same dirty energy comes off of if you're sleeping next to a socket. You should never have your bed even sitting close to that. I've actually measured. I flew up to Wisconsin and met with a group of people that's all they do is they create capacitors to kind of pull that dirty energy off. And they have a device that measures it. And a lamp that I had been sleeping and reading under for years was throwing off so much bad energy, it was like into 2,000 megahertz. And I think you're only safe up to 50. And once it gets past that, they say it causes cancer and all kinds of things. And we measured mine. It was over 2,000. Once I used their capacitor, it brought it down under that 50. So it became, safer, if you would, to be near. So, that can be part of it. It's definitely going to be throwing off things that are, not supposed to be, altered in the brain. And even these cell phone companies, they withheld that information for a long time. And now it's coming out. There's people that, when women hold them up in their bras, or men and women carry them in their pockets, they're getting tumors, they're getting cancers. So it's not healthy. You got to keep these things on speaker. You've got to keep them off of the body.
It's good techniques and good advice, yeah. Randy. It really is. I've got an email in from Bob that says, please help me. My doctor wants me to go on diabetes medicine. I don't want to do it. What can I do? Shouldn't he listen to his doctor?
By law, I can't tell him not to, but what I can say is what I would do. And I'll tell you, right before we went live, I did a search. I like to do this one particular search. When I first became a naturopathic doctor, I went to the internet and I looked to see how many so-called incurables there actually were. And the internet told me that there was about 400 or 500 of them. Diabetes, of course, was in there. And then a couple years ago, I searched it up again and it was over 1,000. But the word incurable, what it is that the doctors, when they say something is incurable, it means that there is no known pharmaceutical cure. That's blockbuster, okay, because nobody's talking about that. It means that the condition is chronic and it can only be managed by their pharmaceuticals. And if they don't have something to cure it, let's say, then they're just going to manage it. And that's what they're in the business of, not eliminating things, just managing it. But diabetes, blood sugar issues, type 2, I haven't met one yet that we couldn't help to reverse it. And type 1s, many of them, I couldn't put a number on it, are actually reversible as well. They've been misdiagnosed. So if it came along when somebody was 12 or 13 or 14, then they were told it was a type 1 type of diabetes. Here's what's the problem. when they're eating gluten and it goes down through the digestive system like a wrecking ball, then by the time it makes it to the small intestine, it wipes out the villi, which are the grass-like structures that pull our nutrient in. So if you're eating the Wonder Bread or the Italian restaurant grandma's recipe, but it's the wheat that we have today, the wheat, the barley, rye, oatmeal, or buckwheat, so I'm talking from the bar to the restaurants, and everything in between, eating those cookies that are made from wheat flour, nobody is going to have those villi in the small intestine. And so then everything is going to pass through you. So let's say you took metformin and it didn't work. Well, you have to look at the diet and say, okay, right, am I eating this, this, or this? And if so, I got to get those to come back. And thank God they do come back. But you have to be clean eating for at minimum 10 days, 14 days for those to start to grow back. And it takes months and months for them to fully grow back. So number one, stop that. Number two, you know, we have some amazing products for diabetics. And, you know, I cannot, again, by law, say it's a cure, but I can tell you we haven't had one that didn't reverse it yet. And one of the key factors that is in that protocol is, you know, we have something called a blood sugar pack. And that blood sugar pack was put together by Dr. Wallach and his team to actually help to reverse the diabetics. And I want to say something else, George, that I encountered over the last 6 weeks from when I was on your show before.
Mm-hmm.
Right at the top of the hour, you gave out the toll-free number. There's a reason why, and I'm speaking to the audience, why he is giving you that number. If you look at the news and you look at some of you have gone to Amazon. Amazon cannot control products that go into the bins that are fakes. The label looks the same. The, you know, the logo looks the same, but the product inside is not the same. And so it can come from China and not be clean straight from our warehouse. So the reason that George gives that phone number is so that you call the team, and the team will get it from the temperature-controlled warehouse. So you're not getting a Chinese fake. And years ago, I caught that, like probably 5 to 10 years ago, where somebody was, I saw a company saying, if you see my product anywhere else, it's not us. So I ordered it off of Amazon, and sure enough, none of the ingredients in the actual product matched what that company was selling. That's why it's important that people call the team and use the phone number that you gave out, George, because people could be getting fakes, and it's really easy to do that.
And I'll give it out a lot tonight, too, Randy. Here's Perfect. Another email in from Sherry, who said, when I heard Dr. Randy on 6 weeks ago, I was wondering what happened to Doc Wallach. Doc is on an extended vacation. He has not taken one in 20-some years. And once we found Randy Shannon, he said, thank God I can take a little break once in a while. And so he's on an extended vacation. How long, I do not know, but he's resting and he's doing okay. Great guy, and Randy, isn't he?
He is amazing. I love Dr. Wallach so much. And there's been plenty of times on air that Dr. Wallach, maybe not on George Norrie's show, but other shows that I've done with Dr. Wallach, where he said, if I ever needed a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Shannon would be the one. So I feel like I'm a good replacement because even Dr. Wallach would use me.
We're going to take calls with you, Randy, after the break, and then we'll take calls all of next hour. Let's use the next couple minutes to talk about your book, Tongue Tales, A Delightful Adventure into Animal Tongues. Tell me about that title.
Well, number one, I wanted to start with kids because we have to affect the next generation to understand this 5,000-year-old original medicine that I do, where I look at faces, fingernails, and tongues. That's my whole career. That is what I do. And that's how I see what all is going on with the organs in the body. And so that's how I get my clients better. That's how I help. So I said, okay, I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to write it at every level. For adults, I teach a master class, but for kids, I wanted to start out with a children's book. And so I put it out on Amazon to make it super easy for everybody. But it just goes through the animal world, and you get to see the tongues of all these various different animals. And at the very end of the book, I have basically a makeshift mirror, and I'm encouraging the kids to go and look at their own tongue. Because as an adult, this is something you should be looking at all the time. I don't think the kids are up listening to me right now, but the adults should go in and look at their tongues. And if their tongues aren't free of cracks or crevices or spots or discolorations and bulgy things and, you know, misshaped tongues, if they quiver, all of these things mean something. And I teach that in the masterclass. I won't teach that here on the show, but those all mean something when it comes to somebody's health. So the book is about just making the kids aware. And so I'm really proud of that. I have a cookbook coming. I have some other things coming out. I have one that I've been working on for fasting, which is incredible. And so it's just really fun. I really love being able to just be a part of helping to educate.
All right, we're going to come back in just a moment with Dr. Randy Shannon and take phone calls this half hour, and we'll do it next hour as well. So get ready to make a call. Again, if you miss what she said, if you're taking notes and for some reason you missed what she said, call this toll-free number. There is a team behind her, and pharmacist Ben Fuchs when he's on and Doc Wallach when he's on. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. And the website to go to is criticalhealthnews.com. Slam a record. Hit it, and hit it hard. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll take calls this half hour and all of next hour, giving you tips on just how to stay healthy. Did you hear the story about the animals yesterday, Dr. Randy, that Goldens and Labs are the most overweight breed in the United States?
What did they say the reason was?
People just keep feeding them either too much or the wrong kinds of food.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I used to have shepherds, and they said, you know, my son was really pushy on this, saying we only feed them once a day. I guess that's just the way the shepherd is supposed to be. Now, you know, I always snuck food to them, which is probably why the Goldens and the other ones are overweight. I get it.
What got you into naturopathic medicine?
You know, I always had a passion for health. When I was like 18, 19, I had worked in a nursing home and already started working with people and helping, you know, hands-on caring for them. And I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I got in trouble because I spent so much time actually talking to them and really taking good care of them that one day I didn't take all their vitals. So I got written up for that. The place was just super understaffed, and they wanted you to just kind of race through. And so my whole practice has been about taking my time with my clients and actually holding their hands till we get to the promised land of what it is that they want and what it is we're trying to help reverse. So I didn't see that really anywhere else. And so that's one of the things that really separates me from a lot of doctors out there.
Is there a difference between the men and women in terms of who takes care of themselves more or better?
That's a good question. I would say women do more, if that's kind of what you mean. When I am dealing with married people or women or men, I feel like the women take more care of themselves, even if a spouse, you know, I'll give a story. I have a husband and wife. I did an analysis for the husband pro bono for the wife because she was a student of mine, and they get a free analysis in it. So she wanted me to do it for him. I did it for him, and he chose not to do anything. And I taught her the class, I want to say, 6 months ago. And her husband just passed away because he wasn't willing to do the things that he needed to do.
How old do you think he was?
I would say he was in his 70s. That's way too early.
Nowadays, it is. That's right.
Yeah. And he had lots of aches and pains, and, you know, I felt that. And he would, you know, kind of listen in on some of the classes, and sometimes I taught her just to get to him, and he still would not do anything, and it's unfortunate he passed away.
I had a friend who passed away back several years ago. He owned his own limo company, Randy, and I think COVID got him, but I'm not sure. I was with him the night before he died. And he just wasn't acting right. He was just making silly mistakes driving to the point where I had him take me to where I was going. And I said, I'm going to take an Uber home. I don't want you waiting around. Go home. And so he left. But something was wrong. Was COVID really that devastating to people?
It was not only that devastating to people. I can tell you, in my practice, people send me pictures. And I remember getting a text from a guy one time, and he said, I apologize in advance for what you're about to see. And I only, you know, really, I would say 99% of my practices, all I am looking at is faces, fingernails, and tongues. He sent a picture of his private, and it was full of just absolute blood blisters. And I had clients sending them even of the inside of their mouth. And I, in my whole practice, had never seen that. And then all of a sudden, in the same year or so, it started where they were getting them in the mouth and they were getting them down below. And I've never had in my entire practice, you could add up all my years, just in the last year, I've had more people coming to me than all the years combined with, you know, cancers of every kind. And it's always stage four, which is fine. And there's testimonials out there, and I don't claim a cure, so nobody can come after me for this, but we help them tremendously. And some choose not to go the traditional route, which was created from mustard gas. I'm not making that up. It's actual real science, how they did it. And so, you know, I've made the statement many times on many shows that the traditional route is not anything that I would ever, ever do. Everyone, however, has their own choice and their own walk. You know, so I can only help somebody through it. I cannot make that decision for them. But yes, I think it was incredibly devastating. And I think a lot of people were led the wrong way. And, you know, I'm pretty sure most of them regret it because they have to worry every day now. Whereas I don't feel like the rest of the people that didn't, you know, necessarily take a Jabberwocky, I don't think they worry as much.
I had a guest on last night who's living in way off into Alaska, and he and his wife got COVID, and there was nobody around them. How does that happen?
Well, I mean, this is a conspiracy show, right? Can I talk?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like things are getting dropped in the sky. There's chemicals. I mean, in Florida, we've got legislation that's already been passed, and it goes into effect in October. I wish it wouldn't be so late in the game because it's like they have permission to dump everything in the tanks, and that's what they did to us this past weekend. And how do we really know what's in them, what's getting dumped? And when I hear that the country is safe, but yet I see them flying overhead, do they really have control over who is actually flying over and what's actually being dumped? Is it really all just this two or three things that they say and it's to make it rain? I don't necessarily believe that. Plenty of people have tested this. So if you're up in the middle of no man's land in Alaska, the only thing that I could ever say it could have been is something that was in the sky, something that they breathed in.
We're with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go to the phones. Let's go west of the Rockies, Jim in California, to get us started. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Dr. Shannon. My question is, does ivermectin and fenbendazole fight cancers?
Okay, so I hear that all the time, and I have tons of people that come to me, and I'm in a bunch of groups where they claim this. And I personally have had people that have come to me with cancers that said that they were on those things for a year, and they still had their cancer. I have never seen anyone yet that helped personally, and I've seen a lot of people. And I will say that the ingredients on those in those things has changed from what it was years ago. Now there's various other ingredients in it that is not good for the human body. And I'm not really sure why those ingredients are in it. So personally, I don't take them. Personally, I wouldn't. But again, everyone has their choice.
And one of the problems with ivermectin, which is a horse paste to kill worms, people were taking the horse quantity amount.
Yeah. And a lot of these things are very harmful to the liver. They were only meant to be used for periods of time and then backed off. Not meant to be every single day.
Text and tweets we take? What do we have, Tommy?
Hey, Randy, Justin from Boston says his arms get scaly and he wants to know why it's happening and what he can take to fix it.
Like psoriasis, I guess, Randy.
Okay. I would first start with the diet. Eliminate anything that's causing that. Because when you see scaly, if you see moles, whether they're cherry colored or brownish and colored, and you see a lot of these things starting to show up on the body, you have to look at what are you drinking? What are you eating? Because the body doesn't just out of the blue make marks. So whatever you see on the outside, take that times millions on the inside. So obviously that is something that has to be dealt with. I call that what I do, I call that other marks of concern on the body, and I have people send me pictures so that I can see what's going on. So scaly arms, psoriasis, things like that, that could be stemming from just merely eating oatmeal or drinking beer. It literally can come from something so simple. So you want to clean up the diet. You obviously, for any ailment to get in, anything, you are deficient or malabsorbing in some way, shape, or form. And so you have to correct those things. And, you know, like, just don't wonder why. I have a son who lived in a certain part of Miami, and every time he would take a shower, his skin would get super red. So we got filters on, and he ultimately had to move. So, and then it completely stopped. So it was definitely something that was even bypassing the filters.
It wasn't because it was too hot, right?
No, it wasn't that at all. He was taking ice cold, anything to change it. So watch the water, watch the food, and if you're not nutrifying, you must. And call the phone team. I always tell everybody, if you're taking nothing, then you're really deficient. So, again, the human body must have, these are the essentials, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. To get that, you call the phone team. They'll get you that. If you're a couch potato, you need that. If you're working out, if you're going for, it was 97 degrees here today in Miami, and humid. You were soaking wet when you stepped outside. And If you're sweating, it'll all be sweated out in about 45 minutes. You need to put it back into the body. So otherwise, what does your body have to draw on? How long can you drive the car with no gas?
Not long at all. Let's go to the phones. Ron in Missouri. Take it away, Ronnie. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. A lot of cancers. I was wondering, How much of that cancer is caused by parasites?
Cancer and parasites, Randy.
So I do believe that there is definitely truth to that. So what you want to do when you're fighting that, and actually that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight, is everyone, here's the deal. If you've never done a parasite cleanse, guess what? You have them. And To give you an idea, I'm 57 years of age. I didn't used to do parasite cleanses. Then I started to do them. Now I do them every 6 months. Why? Because if I go eat sushi, I got them. And, you know, I had a son that worked in Michelin five-star, I don't know if I'm saying the right number of stars, but restaurant called Zuma here in Miami. with the best chefs, the best food that you could ever, ever, money could ever buy. And they said even the fish that are coming in there still have parasites. I probably shouldn't have mentioned the restaurant. Forgive me, maybe your restaurant doesn't have them, but I'm just saying, this is what the chef said, okay? So, and it was a few years ago. So if you think you're not getting them, you are. I had a friend that went overseas, ate a piece of fruit, got parasites that darn near killed them.
Well, what does the cleanse consist of?
Well, the team will be able to pull that up. It's called GI Cleanse. And it is amazing. It is one of the most powerful cleanses I've ever seen on the market anywhere. And it has 1,900 milligrams of all the things that kill the parasites, wormwood, papaya, pumpkin seed. It has the black walnut hull. It has the clove bud. All of these things are super important, and it's in a super high dose. That is going to target pinworms, roundworms, hookworms, tapeworms, Giardia, it's a protozoa, and amoebas. And then even as you're taking that, will help balance the gut microbiome that we keep hearing so much about. It helps with the digestive health. And it will even help with fungal overgrowth like candida. It'll help to eliminate them. It's not the only thing I use for that, but it will definitely help. And there's a process. You can't just, like, some of these people coming to me are saying, well, I've been doing the ivermectin for a year straight. I shouldn't have any parasites. Well, first of all, you may not, I mean, I don't know if that product is actually working. Did it come out of China? Is it full of synthetics and fillers and glutens? Is it really working? I don't know. I know this works. And this is one of the main things that I give to my clients. And then I have a whole host of foods to eat that are also natural parasite killers. So if you didn't do a parasite cleanse in your life, call the phone team, get what you need, and get them killed off.
What about little kids?
I mean, they can take it, but I would take milder versions, or I would, because these are in an alcohol base, the ones that we have. And the reason that they are is so that it goes underneath of the tongue and it will absorb directly into the bloodstream right then. It's in within 60 seconds. So you would want to burn the alcohol off using this, and you would want to go at a lower dose for a child.
All right, stay with us. Dr. Randy Shannon with us. We've got an hour to go with her. We're going to take your calls when we roll right back here on Coast to Coast AM. And don't forget the website, criticalhealthnews.com.